This is an audio test for microphone number one between the Salem Red Sox and the Columbian Fireflies. This is an audio test for microphone number one between the Salem Red Sox and the Columbian Fireflies. This is an audio test for microphone number two between the Salem Red Sox and the Columbian Fireflies. Happy June, everybody, and welcome into the Salem Red Sox broadcast booth, as today the Red Sox and the Fireflies will continue their six-game series as the Salem Red Sox look to go back-to-back wins over the Cumberland Fireflies as the Firefly visiting team looks to try to get their first win against the Red Sox in franchise history. It's the 14-32 Columbian Fireflies against the 23-23 Salem Red Sox. Hello, my name is Andy Losey. Thank you so much for spending your Wednesday evening with us here from Salem Memorial Ballpark. Let's get you the starting lineup today of the Columbian Fireflies. Leading things off, it is number 15, River Town, followed by number 12, Omar Hernandez, who's the designated hitter today for the Fireflies. Number 11, Carter Jensen, bats third, while number 6, Guillermo Quintana, bats cleanup. Number 23, Daryl Collins, bats fifth, while number 2, Daniel Vasquez, bats sixth. Batting seventh, it's Rubendi Jaquez at the seventh spot. At the eighth spot, it's number 9, Gary Camonrio, who finishes it off with number 8, Enrique Valdez. So that's how the Fireflies line up today. Meanwhile, starting for the Salem Red Sox on the mound, it is the birthday boy. Happy 23rd birthday to number 2, Tyler Uberstein, a 2-1 record in 2022 with a 4.46 ERA. He's making his 8th start of the year, and game number 47 is underway as River Town skies is up to the right center gap. Lopez moving to the track and makes the grab for the first out of the game. One pitch and one out is all the Salem Red Sox need to get going here at 7:05 p.m. First pitch time at Salem Memorial Ballpark, right on time here for game two of this series. Well, on Monday night, or should I say Monday afternoon instead, the Salem Red Sox took the series opener with a 6-2 win over the Fireflies as the first pitch on the way to Omar Hernandez is in the zone for strike number one. Red Sox took down the Fireflies by that 6-2 score, took the Tuesday off, and we're resuming our six-game series. Hernandez shows bunt and fouls it behind him into the screen to make the count 0-2. So a good start to the series for the Red Sox, the only game of the Carolina League on Monday. Everyone else played on Tuesday night. We had a wonderful night off. But Salem looking to try to get above 500 today. 0-2 pitch. Hernandez swings and misses for strike number three. It's the first punch out of the day for Tyler Uberstein, and it has the second out of the inning for the Salem Red Sox. Well, coming into today's game, the Salem Red Sox sit three games back of the Carolina Mudcats in the Carolina League North Division. It is a tight bunch up there in the North Division as the first pitch of the at-bat to Carter Jensen goes upstairs for ball number one. Five teams separated by four games. It goes Carolina, Lynchburg, Fredericksburg, Salem, and then followed up by Down East. 1-0 pitch. It's swung on and missed by Jensen. The 93-mile-per-hour fastball makes the count 1-1. So a lot of work ahead for Salem to catch up to the top spot as the 1-1 pitch is lifted out down the left field line. Miller moving to the line and is just unable to get there in time to make the grab as it falls about 10 feet in front of the speedy Tyler Miller, and the count will go to 1-2. Meanwhile, for the Fireflies, it is more than an uphill battle for them as they sit 19 games back of the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Keep in mind that Myrtle Beach is the best team in the Carolina League with a 33-13 record, while the Fireflies, record-wise, is the worst in the league of a 14-32 record. The 1-2 pitch, and he almost got him on a fastball away, but it misses for ball number two. Two balls and two strikes. Trying to go a 1-2-3 inning for Tyler Uberstein and the Salem Red Sox. Pitches away. That's a hard hit grounded to Bonassi. Gloves it perfectly. And the throw to Jordan's in time for the third out of the inning. 1-2-3 for Tyler Uberstein. And we remain scoreless in the early going here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. We'll get to see the Red Sox offense for the first time today when we come back. It's the Columbia Fireflies, the Salem Red Sox, right here on MILB.TV. It's the bottom of the first here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, still scoreless as a 1-2-3 inning by the Red Sox defense keeps it at a 0-0 ball game. First pitch, Edison Paulino is low and inside as it misses for ball number one. Starting today on the mound for the Columbian Fireflies, it is number 36, Shane Pazzini. as the 1-0 pitch goes upstairs for ball number two. Pazzini was just assigned to the Colombian Fireflies as of May 24th. So pretty new face here for the Fireflies. 2-0 pitch, and it swung on and fouled into the screen behind the plate by Paulino. That brings the count to 2-1. Let's take a look at the Salem Red Sox starting order today. Edison Paulino at the plate to get us going. Brayer Bonazzi batting second. Marcelo Meyer at third. All three batters will get an appearance here in the bottom of the first. The 2-1 pitch is swung on and missed by Paulino. 92-mile-per-hour fastball upstairs. Makes the count even of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pazzini takes a deep breath, now steps and fires, and this one is high for ball number 3. Middle of the order, it's number 11, Nathan Hickey, followed by number 24, Blaze Jordan, and number 15, Eduardo Lopez. The bottom 3, number 12, Nico Cavadas, number 14, Tyler Miller, and number 27, Phillip Sykes. 3-2 pitches upstairs, and Edison Paulino has a free pass in his first plate appearance of the game, and the leadoff batter is on for the Salem Red Sox with nobody away in the bottom of the first. Well, great take there from Edison Paulino, who has been a staple at the top of the lineup for Luke Monz's sides and his lineups all throughout this season. He has made the most appearances out of any Salem Red Sox in 2022. Now Bonazzi at the plate. He watches the first pitch go upstairs for ball number 1. 86 degrees Fahrenheit, mostly sunny here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Perfect baseball temperatures. Obviously another hot afternoon that's going to turn into a nice cool evening for the fans here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. A good showing here on this Wednesday night. 1-0 pitch. That one is inside. Try to go with a fastball and 91. Just could not locate the zone. Another 2-0 count. And we're going to have a meeting at the mound as one of the coaches comes from the first base dugout to talk with Pazzini. And the man coming out looks to be John Habian, the pitching coach of the Colombian Fireflies. He is noticed as right-handed starter, has had a little issues trying to find the zone so far, so he's going to try to fix that up a bit. We're 325 to the left field wall, 325 to the right field wall, 401 to dead center. Not much wind in the area right now. Big American flag right above that 401 number out in center field is not moving too much at all. Our umpires today, it's the first time we've switched the two, as now Jalen Goodman is out on the base paths while Charlie Welling is behind the plate calling the balls and strikes on this day. The Salem Red Sox are repping the red jersey with the blue lettering and numbering across the front and the back, also repping the white baseball pants. So John Habian comes back to the dugout, and Paulino takes off on a 2-0. It's in the zone for strike number 1, and the throw comes off the glove of Vasquez out the right center, and Paulino stands up and moves to third, and he moves 180 feet in the right direction, and now Paulino takes off for home. Throw at the plate, not in time. Edison Paulino scores from first base on a series of Colombian errors, and the Salem Red Sox strike first. It's Salem 1, Colombian 0, just like that. Well, Paulino took off on a 2-0 pitch, and the throw from the catcher of Carter Jensen ricocheted off the glove of Vasquez out to right center field. And then coming in to pick it up was River Town, and he threw the ball into the infield, but no one was there. So Paulino took off towards home, and the Red Sox strike first. 2-1 pitch in the zone for strike 2. A combined 2 errors on that play by the Colombian Fireflies. And a tough break for Colombian defensively in the start. 2-2 pitch to Bonazzi, and the off-speed is up and away for ball number 1. So slid headfirst in the second, stood up in the third, and then slid headfirst in the home. And the Red Sox enjoying an early lead. 3-2 pitch to Bonazzi, and it's upstairs for ball number 4. Back-to-back walks from the starting pitcher of Shane Pazzini. It's the first 2 batters aboard. Chaotic start here for the Salem Red Sox on the offensive end, but sometimes chaos is good. In this case, Salem Red Sox fans, it's a 1-0 lead. Nobody out so far here in the bottom of the first inning between Salem and Columbia. Now Bonazzi on at first base. First pitch to Marcelo Meyer is a fastball in the zone at 92 miles per hour for strike number 1. Meyer watched to go all the way into the plate. So the 0-1 pitch And Meyer will put this right back up the middle. Slow roller gets through into the outfield for a base hit. Bonassi turns at second and will go into third. Runners on the corners. It's the first base hit of the night. It belongs to Marcelo Meyer. And the Red Sox are well into business in the bottom of the first inning. So we got the little scoring update off of that Edison Paulino trip around the base paths. It was an error committed by Vasquez at shortstop for not making the grab off the throw of Carter Jensen. And then it was Rivertown that's throw that went into the infield, and no one was there, so he was ruled with an error as well. So for all you guys keeping the scorebooks out there, E6, E8. That's how the first run of the game comes in. Nathan Hickey at the plate now. He watched the first pitch go low and inside for ball number one. So Bonassi at third base for Salem. Meyer at first. And a check back in at Meyer at first is unsuccessful as he slid in time before the tag came down from Quintana. Taking a look at the Colombian Fireflies defensive alignment. We've already got to see so many of their other names. Darryl Collins out in left field. Rivertown at center. As the 1-0 pitch is fouled into the netty behind the plate for strike number one. Meanwhile, out in right field, it's Gary Camonrio. Moving into the infield, it is Enrique Valdez at third base, Daniel Vasquez at shortstop, Rubendi Jaquez at second, and then Guillermo Quintana at first. The 1-1 pitch, Hickey line shot right over the first base. Man, the catch is made, and the throw is back in time at first base. And now Luke Mott's going to come over and have a little conversation with his players. Bonassi did score from third. And now I think Luke Mott's going to have a conversation to talk about who was safe, who was out. It looked like a line drive shot right into Quintana's glove. He made a throw down to second at Marcelo Meyer. But if he made the grab, there was no need to ever make the throw to second because it was unoccupied. So now there are two outs. And going back to the dugout is both Nathan Hickey and Marcelo Meyer. So, if you want to count that, it's a 3-6-3 double play. Bonassi does score from third, so the Salem Red Sox extend their lead. It's now 2-0 over Columbia. But a smart play made from Quintana to turn the double play. They get the runners of Meyer and Hickey out. Now Blaze Jordan at the plate, and the first pitch is in the zone for strike number one. And as May has come to a close, what a month it was for Blaze Jordan as the 0-1 pitch goes low and outside for ball number one. A .323 batting average in the month, had 51 total bases and 18 RBIs. He has come alive in this recent month, now batting .257 for the Red Sox. 1-1 pitch to Jordan, and it breaks just outside for ball number two. So an odd way we've got it going here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. 2-1 pitch to Meyer. Or Jordan, I should say, and it goes low and away for ball number three. Just revisiting the last play mentally. You had Paulino score from first base off a couple of errors by the Colombian Fireflies. And then a 3-6-3 double play kind of took the momentum away from the Red Sox for a little bit. 3-1 pitch to Jordan, and that misses low for ball number four. A 5-pitch walk to Blaze Jordan, and it's the third time that Pizzini has given a free pass to a Salem Red Sox batter today. It was Edison Paulino, Brainer Bonassi, and now Blaze Jordan have a walk down to first. Eduardo Lopez is now at the plate for the Red Sox, and the first pitch is a breaking ball in there for strike number one. 206 hitter for the Salem Red Sox this season, 4 home runs, 11 RBIs. The switch hitter will start in the left-handed batter's box today. 0-1 pitch to Lopez, and he hits this well out towards right field, moving back to the wall and ricocheting off. It's the base hit. Eduardo Lopez will pick up a double. No need to throw at home as Jordan is held at third. Two runners in scoring position. Lopez has a double with two outs in the bottom of the first. First extra base hit of the day for either side, and belongs to number six man in the order of Eduardo Lopez. Blaze Jordan was running on contact, but it took a hard bounce off the Blue Eagle Credit Union sign out in right field so that Camonrio was able to pick up the ball quickly, make the throw in, and hold the runner Jordan at third to keep this a 2-0 ball game. Now Nico Gavades, today's designated hitter for the Salem Red Sox, the seventh batter we've seen this inning, as a big opportunity to really give the Red Sox a nice cushion here in the bottom of the first. It's a 2-0 Salem Red Sox lead over the Colombian Fireflies. And Blaze Jordan's at third base, and Eduardo Lopez is at second. First pitch to Cavades. It's a changeup at 86 miles per hour that finds the zone for strike number one. 244 hitter on the year is Nico Cavades. Four home runs, 22 RBIs, looking to build up that total just a little bit. 0-1 pitch to Cavades. Big hack down the right field line, but it goes foul and makes the count 0-2. It just kept on pulling out towards foul territory, went well over the Colombian bullpen out in the right field corner. And out towards the Little League field that sits behind the right field wall here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. 0-2 pitch is low and inside. Great take by Cavades. It makes the count 1-2. Well, in this half inning alone, we have seen 2 Colombian Fireflies errors, 2 Salem Red Sox hits, and most importantly, 2 Salem Red Sox runs. It's now 1-2, and Pizzini will step off the rubber. Just having an opportunity to talk with this catcher, Carter Jensen, who is out in the field for the first time this series, the third round selection in the 2021 MLB Draft. 1-2 pitch, and that one just missed inside. Tried to go with the fastball, probably the hardest one we've seen Pizzini throw all day at 94 miles per hour, but it evens up the count at 2-2. Big pitch as Cavades tries to work back from the 0-2 hole. It's now 2-2. Pizzini fires. Cavades dribble down the first baseline. It's scooped by Quintana. He'll do the work himself and touch first base with the right foot for the third out of the inning. But not before the Salem Red Sox have a little chaos workout in their favor as they pick up 2 runs in the bottom of the first inning, and they lead 2-0 as we move into the second. Middle of the order coming up for Columbia next here on MILB.TV. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Apologies on that. Tyler Uberstein firing a first pitch strike on the way to Guillermo Quintana, a 233 hitter who bats cleanup today for the Fireflies, and he sends the 0-1 pitch just over the netting down the first baseline. Today, the Colombian Fireflies are introducing a new uniform this week. Almost have a gray uniform with the blue sleeves, and that same color blue is on the front and the back of their uniform displaying the lettering and the numbering. The 0-2 pitch is low for ball number one. It makes the count 1-2. It's the same color gray on their baseball pants today. 1-2 pitch, and Quintana has a two-hop dribble to Marcelo Meyer. He gloves it, takes a hop step in, and the throw is in time at first base to Blaze Jordan to get the inning's first out. Well, ground out ended the top of the first inning, and it starts off the top of the sixth here in the second inning. Let's take a look at the Salem Red Sox defense. Out in left field, it's Tyler Miller. Out in center field, it's Eduardo Lopez. In right field, it's Phillip Sykes. Darrell Collins up to the plate for the first time this series, and he'll watch the first pitch go down the middle at 94 miles per hour for strike number one. Edison Paulino at third base, Marcelo Meyer at shortstop, Brayer Bonassi at second, and Blaze Jordan at first base. The battery, it's Tyler Uberstein and Nathan Hickey. 0-1 pitch, it's swung on and missed by Collins. The 83-mile-per-hour changeup makes the count 0 balls and 2 strikes. Well, the Fireflies are looking for their first base runner today, as the 0-2 pitch will go low for ball number one. Salem had a pretty good show in the bottom of the first inning. They picked up 2 runs, and they lead 2-0 over the Columbian Fireflies. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Uberstein will step and fire away. Collins, a dribbler out towards Bonassi. He scoops it and throws to Jordan in time for the second out of the inning. Although the Fireflies are getting a nice bat on the ball, still looking to try to make a statement on the offensive end here in the top of the second. So 2 up and 2 down for the Red Sox. And now we'll see Daniel Vasquez at the plate. First pitch, it catches the upper lip of the zone, 83 miles per hour for strike number one. 0-1 pitch from Uberstein, and this one will be blooped out towards left field, but Miller will work his way in, fight the sunlight, and make the grab for the third out of the inning. Back-to-back, 1-2-3 frames from the Salem Red Sox defense. They hold on to a nice 2-0 lead over the Columbian Fireflies. As we move to the bottom half of the second, we'll get to see Tyler Miller and Phillip Sykes for the first time today, and then back to the top of the order with Edison Paulino next on MILB.TV. It's the bottom of the second here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Red Sox lead the Fireflies 2-0 in the early going here on this Wednesday night in the Carolina League. That's another inning now for Shane Pizzini. Not the greatest showing in the bottom of the first, and it doesn't start off well with a fastball that hits the dirt in front of home plate for ball number one. As we mentioned, just brought up here to the Columbian Fireflies last week, trying to make a better recovery as Miller blasts a single right past the first baseman of Quintana. And it's the first runner on as another inning where the leadoff batter gets on for the Salem Red Sox. This is a single for Tyler Miller, the third hit of the game for the Salem Red Sox to start off the bottom of the second. So we'll get to see the last hitter of the order. And Phillip Sykes make his first plate appearance of the day out in right field for the Red Sox on this evening. Did not play on Monday against the Fireflies, and the first pitch that Sykes sees goes up and away for ball number one. Well, Sykes really has found the gap really well in the month of May. I mean, 11 extra base hits, 7 doubles, a triple, and 3 home runs, and you'll watch the 1-0 pitch go low for ball number two. And checking out that scoreboard out in right center field, although a 217 batting average, which isn't glamorous. He has come up big in sometimes this season, and especially on Sunday, where he picked up two doubles against the Fredericksburg Nationals. Two a pitch from Pazzini, and it's the first strike at the at-bat as it catches the upstairs outside corner for strike number one. Two balls, one strike, 2-0 Salem leads Columbia here on this Wednesday night. Game two of a six-game set between these two sides. 2-1 pitch, Pazzini fires, and this one goes upstairs above the zone for ball number three. So Sykes will have a hitter's pitch coming up as Edison Paulino awaits in the on-deck circle. Tyler Miller led off the inning with a single down the right field line. He stands at first base. 3-1 pitch, and Sykes will pop this up, but it will get out of play, which is fortunate for Salem's number 27, as it lands up in the concourse, and a fan comes down with the souvenir. The shade is starting to creep into the stadium a bit. The right side of the infield is a lot more comfortable than the left side of the infield. While the entire outfield still dealing with a little bit of sunlight, as left field always has the last look at the sun. 3-2 pitch, and Sykes will pop this up once again down the first base line. And same result, it heads into the seats, and we stay at a 3-2 count. Well, as the calendar turns to June, we have 23 days till the end of the first half of the season, and it will be something that we watch out for down the stretch. As Sykes lines this down the left field line, base hit. Miller turns at second. Sykes at first is advancing towards second, while Tyler Miller will get the green light towards home, and he will touch home for the third run of the game for Salem. It's Red Sox 3, it's Firefly 0, and look at that. New month, same Sykes. It's an RBI double with nobody out in the bottom of the second. Back-to-back base hits to get the inning going for the Salem Red Sox have them in business early. It was a slow start on Monday. No runs in the first three innings, but they picked up three in the bottom of the fourth, and that's actually all they really needed in the night to get over the Columbian Fireflies. They did end up with six, but picking up right where they left off here today. So, top of the order, it's Edison Paulino at the plate with nobody out, and the first pitch is low and inside for ball number one. And it's been a problem for Columbia all season long. It's been the pitching department. Salem has struggled as well. But as you can tell, the Red Sox bats are just a little bit more lively than what the Fireflies have been this season. As the 1-0 pitch misses inside and make the count 2-0. Talking with the people in the press box today, a 196 batting average for the Fireflies. Dropped a bit from the 197 mark that started this week. Columbia's got to figure out their bats and also their pitching. 2-0, and Paulino bows into the netting for it can become a 2-1 count. But a 5.17 ERA coming to the series with the Fireflies. Salem, 9-2 better, a 5.29. So definitely some work to be done in the pitch departments from both these sides. 2-1 pitch, and Paulino will pop this up. It's definitely playable for the third baseman of Valdez, who makes his way out in foul territory and makes the catch just along the warning track. That'll be the first out of the bottom of the second inning. Sykes holds at second base, as there was really no realistic shot for the Salem right fielder to move from second to third. And now Brandon Bonassi, with one out in the bottom of the second, will come to the plate. Salem leads 3-0 over the Columbian Fireflies here in game two of the six-game series. First pitch to Bonassi is upstairs for ball number one. And that's been a problem so far from Pazzini. He's got to find a way to lower that fastball a bit. It's hitting those low to mid-90s, but just going above the letters every time. 1-0 pitch, and Bonassi will pop this one up down the right field. It has some great distance to it, folks, but it's caught at the warning track by the right fielder Cameron Rio. And tagging from second is Phillip Sykes. He'll move into third. I was saying popped up, but might be the hardest hit ball we have seen today. And Bonassi is trying to get the bat going again. He just had a six-game hit streak snapped on Monday. Looking to start a new one on this Wednesday night. So back-to-back outs by the Salem Red Sox. So two away and Marcelo Meyer at the plate. He's got Phillip Sykes at third base. Meyer trying to repeat what he did in the first inning with a single, but he starts out this at-bat by swinging on an 86-mile-per-hour changeup to bring the count to 0-1. Mazzini steps and fires to Meyer, and that catches the lower inside corner of the zone for strike number two. Back-to-back off-speed from Pazzini have Meyer down 0-2 in the count. Mazzini trying to get out of the frame. He steps and fires, and Meyer will belt this down the right field line, but it heads right over the Colombian Fireflies bullpen out in right field. It's Salem 3, Columbia 0 here in the bottom of the second inning. Four base hits already by the Red Sox. Two errors committed by the Fireflies, which scored the opening run of the game, and Edison Paulino back in the first. And now an 0-2 pitch to Meyer. It's fouled off the barrel, and the count will stay at 0-2. Bonassi was able to score on a fielder's choice by Hickey, and the 0-2 pitch just missed outside for ball number one. And then the third run of the game came with the Phillip Sykes double, which scored Tyler Miller from first base. Seen it all season long, Luke Mott's not scared of saying his runners. Some fast players on the Salem Red Sox team. Pazzini steps off the rubber, is given time by our base path umpire Jalen Goodman. And now the 1-2 pitch as Meyer will foul this one down the right field line. Took a hop right in front of the first base coach, Aiko Thomas, out there at first base. Been there all season long. But Meyer firing off a few pitches here. Makes the count 1-2. Pitches away, and Meyer swing and miss for strike number three. Pazzini got him with a slider out. And that will end the bottom of the second inning. But the Salem Red Sox find a way to extend their lead thanks to a Phillip Sykes RBI double. It makes it Red Sox 3, Firefly 0. We move to the third on MILB.TV. It's the third inning at Salem Memorial Ballpark, and Tyler Uber's team will see the bottom three of the order, and he starts off the inning with a fastball inside for strike number one. Jaquez, Camarillo, and Valdez all going to be batting in this top of the third inning. The 0-1 pitch, and this will be lifted opposite field to Tyler Miller, trying to find the baseball, and reaches up and makes the grab for the first out of the inning. Well, Miller has the wheels. But for one moment, I don't think he knew exactly where that baseball was going. But he almost lifted up the glove for an heroic stretch. And he made the catch for the first out of the inning. So now Gary Camarillo, the right fielder, will come to the plate and watch the first pitch hit the zone for strike number one. And we'll talk about Camarillo on Monday. Has two RBIs this season. The only way they've been driven in was due to his two home runs. The 0-1 pitch is outside for ball number one, and it evens up the count at one apiece. Cameron Rio has a batting average that you want to may look away from as he swings and misses for strike number two, a .086 batting average on the season. Well, there's nothing like a new month, maybe a new Cameron Rio, as the 1-2 pitch is foul tipped into the glove of Hickey, and he assesses the tag to Cameron Rio for the strikeout. The second punch out of the game for Tyler Uberstein. He's gotten them both through the same method. A swinging strikeout by Omar Hernandez back in the first, and now a swinging strikeout by Gary Cameron Rio. So now it's the number nine batter, Enrique Valdez, up to the plate, and the first pitch is up and away for ball number one. Uberstein has made some great work of the first eight batters he has seen today. Through 2 2/3 innings of work, Uberstein fires the 1-0 pitch, and he misses low for ball number two. Can't be a better feeling to start off your Jordan year. 23 years old is Tyler Uberstein. As he celebrates his birthday today, the 2-0 pitch is foul tipped into the glove of Hickey for strike number one. A 2-1 record coming in today. All those decisions came in May. So 2-1 pitch just missed. I believe just a little bit outside, according to Charlie Welland, for ball number three. So hitter's pitch coming up for Valdez, the third baseman for Columbia. Hard hit grounder in the first baseline. Jordan has it, tosses to Uberstein, gets the foot on the bag in time for the third out of the inning. Well, Valdez has the speed, and Jordan and Uberstein had a great connection there to get that third out of the third. We move to the bottom half of the third inning. We'll have a new pitcher coming in for the Columbian Fireflies. We'll get you that name and information when we come back for the bottom half of this third inning. It's Salem 3, Columbia 0 here on MILB.TV. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Red Sox lead the Fireflies 3-0. And a new pitcher into the game. It is the left-hander Shane Connolly out of Huntersville, North Carolina. He was selected in the 10th round of the 2021 MLB Draft. And he will start off against Nathan Hickey as Hickey will send the first pitch deep out towards center field. Rivertown will trace it down and make the grab for the first out of the inning. So the day goes 0-2 for Nathan Hickey, and kind of almost like a homecoming here for Shane Connolly. He attended Virginia Tech and pitched for the Hokies. It's about 40 minutes to the southwest is Blacksburg. Got to be pretty happy of his alma mater. Got the number 4 seed in the upcoming 2022 NCAA baseball tournament. And he delivers a first pitch strike to Blaze Jordan that falls in the zone. Connolly this season with a 9.19 ERA as he gets Jordan to swing and miss for strike number two. First time we've seen a left-handed pitcher in this series, so we'll see how the Red Sox are able to fare against the lefty and Connolly. 0-2 pitch, and Jordan will bloop this out towards left center field. Coming in hot is the left fielder Collins, but it drops in front of the Firefly left fielder for the first base hit of the game for Blaze Jordan. It's a one-out single, and the Red Sox had their first base runner of the third. Looking at a little more, Shane Connolly, it's his ninth appearance out of the bullpen. He has 15 and one-thirds innings pitched in the past, and opponent's batting average of a 3.23. So looking to try to lower those numbers here tonight. But Blaze Jordan able to get a hit with one out on the first pitch to Eduardo Lopez. Is low and away for ball number one. We saw Lopez bat in the left-hander's batter's box. In the first, he got a double. But as Conley comes to the rubber as a left-handed pitcher, he steps into the right-hander's batter's box. The 1-0 pitch goes low for ball number two. Another fastball by Conley, this one at 91 miles per hour. So two balls and zero strikes. Jordan with a little lead at first. Pitch is away, and it's up and away for ball number three. So good eye so far here from Eduardo Lopez. 3-0 pitch. Conley takes a look in and fires, and that fastball is right down Broadway at 91 miles per hour to make the count 3-1. Conley is one of the five left-handed pitchers on the Colombian Fireflies roster. Keep in mind, there is no left-handed pitchers on the Salem Red Sox roster. 3-1 pitch, and Lopez lines this out to left field, and a basket-handed catch by Collins for the second out of the inning. I think he got there a little faster than what he was expecting, because when he got to the ball, he had the glove up in a normal position to make the catch, but had to scoop it underneath. It falls into the glove for the second out of the inning. Whatever way that Collins is going to do it, he's got to make sure it's highly efficient, and he made sure of it there. Jordan held at first base, so now Nico Cavadas comes to the plate for a little bit of left-handed versus left-handed action. First pitch by Conley, try to go with the slider away, and a miss low for ball number one. Last time up, Cavadas dribbled one out to the first baseman of Quintana, who scooped it up and tagged first base, and this time Cavadas bloops it out towards center field. It falls for a base hit. Right into no man's land is Nico Cavadas. He picks up the single with two outs in the bottom of the third. So Jordan moves to second. Cavadas now is at first. And Tyler Miller will come up to the plate. Salem leads this one 3-0 over Columbia. And it's been a great offensive start for the Red Sox. Six hits through the first three innings of play. And they may not be done just yet. Miller had a single back in the second inning, and the leadoff spot eventually came around to score off a Phillip Sykes double. Throw back over to second, and attempt to get Blaze Jordan is not in time, as coming from behind Jordan was the shortstop of Vasquez. Conley made a little turnover, made the throw back towards second, and this time Vasquez was able to make a better catch of it, but still was not able to get the tag down on Jordan. So here's the first pitch of the at-bat. It's a fastball that goes low and away for ball number one. Correction, actually an 80-mile-per-hour slider from Conley. But the Red Sox have a runner in scoring position of Blaze Jordan. And Miller has 20 RBIs this season, a batting average now of a 2.22. Kind of took a little dip in his performance in May, as the 1-0 pitch is low and outside for ball number two. Although Tyler Miller, best on the team with 7 home runs, 3 ahead of Eduardo Lopez, who has 4 home runs, alongside of Nico Cavadas. The 2-0 pitch, and this is fouled up just to our left side for strike number one. Two balls and one strike with two away to Tyler Miller. In a 3-0 ball game where the Red Sox lead the Fireflies. Salem has started to find their stride within Carilion Clinic Field. And the 2-1 pitch is in the zone for strike number two. 91-mile-per-hour fastball by Connolly evens up the count at 2-2. Red Sox have won their last three home games dating back to the Lynchburg Hillcats series, where they won on Saturday and on Sunday. And then on Columbia 2 days ago, this one is hit off the end of the barrel as there's a tough play. Valdez coming over, and the sweeping catch could not be made from Quintana. Jordan scores from second. Stopping at third is Cavadas, and Miller will get into second. So another defensive error made as Valdez worked far from his position at third base, maneuvered all the way to the left side right in front of the shortstop in Vasquez, and then tried to make a heroic throw over to Quintana at first. And it was a tough play for the first baseman. He tried to do one of those reaching, lunging scoop plays, but could not get the ball in the glove. And it makes it now a 4-0 ball game. Salem leads Columbia. Now two runners in scoring position with Phillip Sykes at the plate. And now Conley will step off the rubber for some time and will reset. We mentioned that Sykes RBI double, which he had last inning. And now the first pitch of the at-bat hits the left leg of Phillip Sykes. Conley with a 79-mile-per-hour slider that just got the front left leg of Phillip Sykes. So he will advance to first base, and that will load the bases as John Habia will come out to talk with Conley. So a little bit of a game reset for you. I mean, it's been chaos ever since the Salem Red Sox really started batting in this evening. Edison Paulino got a free pass in the first plate appearance of the day, and he was able to score all the way to first base after two throwing errors by the Columbian Fireflies on one of his stolen base attempts. Came all the way to home to score and made it a 1-0 ball game, and then the Salem Red Sox were able to add on another run after a fielder's choice by Nathan Hickey. And then Phillip Sykes, RBI double in the second, made it 3-0. And here in the fourth, it was a Tyler Miller infield hit that could have ended the inning, but an error thrown by Valdez made it a 4-0 ball game. Yeah, not really traditional ways of runs being scored. Two throw-in errors, a fielder's choice, another throw-in error, and an RBI double sounds the most normal way for runs to come across the board. So top of the order we go, Edison Paulino with his third plate appearance. It starts off with a strike on the lower outside half. And now the 0-1 pitch to Paulino. It's swung on a miss for strike number two. And number nine, the Red Sox, is quickly down 0-2 in the count. Walked in the first inning and then popped one up in the foul territory where it was retrieved by Valdez. Bases loaded, 0-2 count with two away. Pitch away from Conley, and Paulino swings and foul tips it into the glove of Carter Jensen for the third out of the inning. So although the Salem Red Sox extend their lead yet again, make it a 4-0 ball game, they strand three base runners, an attempt that could have really opened this game wide open. But Salem does enjoy a four-run advantage as we head to the fourth inning here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's the top of the fourth inning, and it's the top of the Columbian Fireflies' order to bat here in the fourth. It's River Town, Omar Hernandez, and Carter Jensen. The first pitch for Tyler Uberstein is in the zone, an 82-mile-per-hour off-speed. Make the count 0-1. The Red Sox lead the Fireflies 4-0. And what has been a great first three innings from the Salem offense as well as the defense. The 0-1 pitch is in the zone for strike number two, and Uberstein dealing to start off the fourth. 0-2 pitch, Rivertown, who popped up to center field his last time up. And the third pitch of the at-bat gets away from Uberstein, low and outside, but a good block by Hickey to keep the ball in front of him. One ball and two strikes. Uberstein with a long look into the zone. He steps in, fires, and he misses low for ball number two. So good start here from the Red Sox. Not letting the off day really mess up their rhythm after a 6-2 win on Monday. But then the 2-2 pitch from Uberstein is outside for ball number three. And after starting off the at-bat with back-to-back strikes, three straight pitches have missed from Uberstein. It's a full count. Uberstein steps in and fires, and Town fouls it off into the screen behind the plate to keep the count 3-2. Town back in the leadoff spot today after making the start on Monday, and he will rip a base hit right out to shallow center. It's the first base runner aboard on the night for Columbia, and it belongs to River Town with a leadoff single in the top of the fourth inning. Wondering how long this game would be perfect for the birthday boy, but it lasts through three innings, but nothing to worry about so far just yet. But Columbia is back to moving. Omar Hernandez will swing at the first pitch and foul tip it off the barrel as it rolls into the backstop, making the count 0-1. Let's take a look around some of the Carolina League scores. Some games in action. Bottom of the third inning out in Lynchburg. The Hillcats lead the Mudcats by the score of 4-3. 0-1 pitch from Uberstein, and Hernandez will foul this off the plate. Make the count 0-2, so back-to-back foul balls by Hernandez puts him down behind the count. Meanwhile, down in Granger Stadium, the Charleston River Dogs lead the Down East Ducks by the score of 2-1. The Down East Ducks have been red hot, folks. Four straight wins, the longest active win streak in the Carolina League. 0-2 pitch, Hernandez swings and misses for strike number three. And in both that bat today, Omar Hernandez has gone down swinging, and it's the first out of the fourth inning. So now Carter Jensen, who is 0-1 today as well, will come to the plate. Rivertown still on first base after his leadoff single. That started off this top half. So one away, Uberstein will step in and fire, and he delivers a 92-mile-per-hour fastball strike. Make the count 0-1. Meanwhile, down in Myrtle Beach, the Battle of the Birds, the Shorebirds versus the Pelicans, as an attempt back at first base is not in time to get the runner down. Myrtle Beach is enjoying a 2-0 lead in the bottom of the fourth inning over Delmarva. Pelicans with a 2-game lead over the River Dogs in the Carolina League South Division. Those two teams will be going at it for what looks to be the remaining stretch of their first half of the season. As time is called by our home plate umpire, Charlie Welling. And now an 0-1 pitch. Uberstein fires, and Jensen will chop this down right by Quintana in the on-deck circle. Make the count 0-2. Fredericksburg having a nice start over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers after losing last night's game. They lead 4-0 as they just ended the third inning. 0-2 pitch, Uberstein steps in and fires, and the pitch missed low and away for ball number one. Now, bottom of the fourth inning down in Augusta. The Green Jackets lead 3-2 over the Kannapolis Cannonballers. And Kannapolis has really hit a rocky road, winning one of their last 10 games. This is a chopper out to Jordan. He gloves it perfectly. Throw to Meyer in time. Throw back to first, which Uberstein covered. Was not able to turn the double play. So the lead runner, Rivertown, is out at second, and Carter Jensen is safely into first off the fielder's choice. And this plays those hot choppers right down to first base. It's always difficult, the communication between the first baseman and the pitcher. Because when Jordan makes that throw over to first, is he expected to retreat back to the bag, or is it Uberstein's responsibility to come off the rubber and cover first? And sometimes there's a little confusion between the first baseman and the pitcher. Quintana at the plate. He will watch the first pitch go in the zone for strike number one. He grounded out to Marcelo Meyer his last time up in the second. An 0-1 count. Uberstein steps in and fastball inside at 92 miles per hour to even the count of 1-1. Salem leads 4-0 over Columbia here in the top of the fourth inning at Carilion Clinic Field. The shade almost taking up about 90% of the diamond so far, which has been great for our players as the heat's starting to die down a bit. And the 1-1 pitch misses low and outside, make it 2-1. Well, the Red Sox have scored offensively in each inning so far, two in the first and then one in the second and the third. 2-1 pitch, Uberstein sets. He steps and fires away, and this is popped up. Can of corn, possibly, for the shortstop and Marcelo Meyer, and he works out the shallow left field and makes the grab for the third out of the inning. But the Columbia Fireflies, they did get some offense going. They found their first base hit of the evening, but we stay at a 4-0 Salem Red Sox lead over the Fireflies. Connolly coming out for another inning of work as we prepare for the bottom half of the fourth inning. It'll be Brandon Bernassi, Marcelo Meyer, and Nathan Hickey all due up next on MILB.TV. Bottom of the fourth inning at Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Red Sox lead the Fireflies 4-0 as Bonassi will lead things off for us here in the bottom of the fourth. First pitch is outside for ball number one. Bonassi 0-1 today. He walked back in the first inning and they popped up to Rivertown back in the second. The 1-0 pitch is outside to make the 2-0. Conley trying to go with a 90-mile-per-hour fastball but could not locate it. 2-0 pitch, Conley steps in, fires just upstairs for ball number three. Pitch, and Bonassi will just watch that go down the middle for strike number one. Well, Conley has to figure out some control. 11 walks and 15 and one-thirds innings pitch prior to tonight, and now 3-1 grounder. Valdez, tough throw over to first, is in time for the first out of the inning. Bonassi hit in a really great spot just down that third baseline, but Valdez made quick work of it, got the scoop, and stepped into the throw and fired away to get the leadoff batter out at the bag. So Marcelo Meyer will step into the plate, one of two day. Started off with the single in the first, but then went down swinging in the second, which ended the bottom half of the inning for the Red Sox. Now Meyer swings on the first pitch of the at-bat, and he misses it for strike number one. 338 hitter for the Salem Red Sox this season. 0-1 pitch is high, and it hits the right arm of Marcelo Meyer. It's the second hit batter of the day by Shane Connolly. He got Sykes in the third. He gets Myers' right arm here in the fourth. And the first base runner of the inning comes in Marcelo Meyer here in the bottom of the fourth with one away. Salem leads Columbia 4-0 here at Carilion Clinic Field. And now Nathan Hickey will come to the plate. And right after you saw Connolly's fastball get Marcelo Meyer, you can see the look on his face and his body language. Obviously did not want to do that. And now the first pitch on the way to Nathan Hickey drops in the zone for strike number one. So Meyer now at first base. And Salem looks to try to continue that streak of getting a run every half inning. The 0-1 pitch missed low and away for ball number one and evens up the count. One ball, one strike, one out for number 11. Tons of ones in this situation. Connolly delivers the pitch and Hayden takes a big swing and he misses it all for strike number two. It was a 91 mile per hour fastball. It was the high heat for Hickey and he tried to bite but could not savor it. 1-2 pitch, but first Connolly checks in back at first, and it wasn't the greatest pickoff attempt. Meyer was back in the first well in time, and the throw was a little bit low. Quintana had to scoop it up in front of first base to make sure it doesn't get past him and moves Meyer into scoring position. 1-2 pitch, Meyer's a go. Pitches upstairs for ball number two. The throw down is not in time. No call coming from the base path umpire, but he doesn't look too frustrated to see that Meyer's at second. So Meyer picks up the stolen base. He moves into scoring position, and the count goes to 2-2. So an even count pitch. Connolly takes a long look in, fires the Hickey, and he gets him looking on the 77-mile-per-hour off-speed delivery. And it's a second out of the frame. And for Shane Connolly, that gets his second strikeout of the evening. So Blaze Jordan at the plate. With Marcelo Meyer at second. And Jordan, the first pitch he sees, he pops up to left center field. Moving to his left and making the catch, it will be Collins. So one pitch, one out for Shane Connolly. And although he hit Marcelo Meyer in the inning, he's able to shut out the Salem Red Sox for the first time today in a half inning of work. And we remain at a 4-0 ball game. Tyler Uberstein, he has pitched a gem so far. He'll come out for the fifth inning for the Salem Red Sox as they lead this one 4-0 over the Columbian Fireflies on MILB.TV. It's the fifth inning at Salem Memorial Ballpark, and the man who ended off the bottom of the fourth inning, and Daryl Collins with the pop-up catch of Blaze Jordan, starts things off in the batter's box, and he swings and misses for strike number one, an off-speed delivery by Tyler Uberstein. He got through those first four innings of play with less than 50 pitches. It was a 34 strikes to 14 balls. And now the 0-1 pitch misses low. An appeal by Hickey down the first baseline that Jalen Goodman says that he did not go through. And the count works to 1-1. Overstein steps and fires the 1-1 pitch. And that's right down the middle for strike number two. Last time up, Darryl Collins grounded out to Brainer Bonazzi in the second. And now the 1-2 pitch. Uberstein steps in, fires. His one is hit right back up to Bonassi. Tough scoop play. He steps in and fires right in time to Blaze Jordan for the first out of the inning. So back-to-back times that Darryl Collins has hit a little chopper over to Bonassi. And both times, the Salem second baseman is able to make great work of it. Daniel Vasquez will now come to the plate, the shortstop of the Colombian Fireflies. Last time up, he popped one up to Tyler Miller. On the first pitch, he sees by Uberstein, which is a 92-mile-per-hour fastball. He fouls it into the netting behind the plate. 0-1 count. Uberstein steps in. It's into the zone for strike number two. Vasquez held back on the swing, but it was going to be a strike regardless of what Vasquez did because it was a perfect pinpoint pitch. 0-2 delivery, and that one just missed low for ball number one. So far, Uberstein has three strikeouts through 4 1/3 innings of work. And the 1-2 pitch, and he misses low for ball number two. A couple times we saw in that fourth inning where Uberstein was able to work the at-bat to an 0-2 count, and he allowed Rivertown to get a base hit, but there was other times where he got Omar Hernandez to strike out. We'll see what happens here as the count's now 2-2, high and inside. And the count is now full for Daniel Vasquez. As Uberstein has just not been able to locate these last three pitches in the zone. So here's the payoff pitch. Uberstein will step in and fire the 3-2. And it's swung on a miss by Vasquez for the third strike. So the fourth punch out of the day for Tyler Uberstein. And two up and two down here in the top of the fifth. Salem leads Columbia 4-0 here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. And now we're going to see Rubendi Jaquez come to the plate. First pitch from Uberstein, a 92-mile-per-hour fastball that finds the zone. Make the count 0-1. 0-1 pitch, and Jaquez will make contact with this, but drives it into the screen behind the plate for strike number two. 0-2 count so far. Columbia today with only one base hit. It came from Rivertown in the fourth, and the 0-2 pitch is up and outside for ball number one. Just the second game of a six-game series between these two teams. 1-2 pitch, and that's low for ball number two. So Uberstein's able to get these at-bats going well. But then sometimes he struggles at really closing it off. And that has happened here again against Jaquez. Deuces wild, 2-2 pitch. And that's just missed wide for ball number three. Uberstein takes a look at the Carilion Clinic scoreboard on left center. Sees that it's a 3-2 count. He now steps in and fires away. And this is up the middle, but a blooper right to Marcelo Meyer, who makes the grab as he was running out towards shallow center field for the third out of the inning. It's another 1-2-3 frame from Tyler Uberstein, and the Salem Red Sox hold on to their four-run edge. They lead 4-0 over the Colombian Fireflies, and it looks as if we're going to get a new pitcher out of the right field bullpen coming in for Columbia. We'll get that name and information as we work into the second half of this ball game. Bottom of the fifth coming up next here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.TV. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. It is the bottom of the fifth inning. Heriberto Garcia is the new pitcher in. The right-hander out of Venezuela fires the first pitch low and inside to Eduardo Lopez for ball number one. So Garcia will go against 6-7-8 in this inning. That's Lopez, Cavadez, and Miller. Lopez will drive up the 1-0 pitch down the left field line, but it heads into the seats for strike number one. An even count for Lopez, who has a double today back in the first. And he popped up in the third. The 1-1 pitch to Lopez, and he'll sit on it as it falls in the zone for strike number two. So Lopez jumps right back into the left-hander's batter's box. That's where he picked up the double in the first. When he was in the right-hander's batter's box in the third, he popped up. So maybe some success coming as Garcia will step in and fire the 1-2. This will be blooped up towards the left field side. Tough play for the defenders, and it falls for a base hit. You had a situation where Vasquez had his back turned and running out to make the catch, while Darryl Collins was trying to come in and make a catch of his own, but it literally fell right in the middle between them. So that is the definition of no man's land, folks. When you're able to find an area between two players and neither one of them are able to make the catch, no matter how hard or aggressive they sprint to the ball. So the leadoff batter is on in Lopez, and now Nico Cavadez will come to the plate. First pitch he sees, and he'll foul tip it into the glove of Jensen for strike number one. Garcia has an actually rather pretty good record out of the bullpen this season for the Colombian Fireflies, a 4-2 mark in his 9 prior appearances. As the runner goes on the 0-1, and Cavadez fouls it off, so Lopez will have to come back towards first, and the count works to 0-2 for Cavadez. 29 1/3 innings pitched on the season, allowing 31 hits, 16 earned runs. Only walking 7 batters and striking out 26, and opponents hit 265 against the right-handed Garcia. He was acquired as an international free agent back on March 31st, 2018. 0-2 pitch, Garcia with a long look in. He steps and fires to Cavadez, and it's just outside for ball number one. So the count's now 1-2. And Garcia will step in and fire, and it's fouled it right into the screen to keep the count at 1-2. Quite the catch by Tyler Miller in the on-deck circle. Head up. He stands not particularly in the on-deck circle, rather than just the grassy area to the right of the on-deck circle, but that works for him. Now the count's 1-2. Pitch away to Cavadez, and it's low and outside. Make the count 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cavadez picked up a single in the third inning after he grounded out in the first. So a 1-of-2 day for the Red Sox designated hitter. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Garcia looking for his first out of his appearance on the bullpen. A check over at Lopez at first is not in time, and another crisis averted. Hats off to Quintana today for his ability to make sure that these checkdown attempts don't get past him. Conley in the fourth threw one low. That one was a little bit of way. 2-2 pitch, high and inside. Throw down to second, and it's not in time. It took one hop to get to the glove of Vasquez at second. But Eduardo Lopez slid in safe, and he stands up and walks around a little gingerly. Wonder if a piece of that throw from Carter Jensen got a little bit of Eduardo Lopez. The throw was a little bit behind the body of Vasquez, but almost near the body of Lopez. He was able to make the catch and assess the tag, but it was just a little bit too late as Lopez already had his right hand in. Full count to Cavadez, pitches away, and he will crack this out towards right center field. Bat flipping everything. Nico Cavadez with a 2-run shot. Oh, you knew off the sound of the barrel that Nico Cavadez had just hit his fifth home run of the season. And the Salem Red Sox extend their lead. It's now Red Sox 6, Firefly 0. And a great start to the bottom of the fifth inning. A single by Eduardo Lopez. And then Cavadez fights in the at-bat. He was down 0-2 initially and worked all the way back to the full count. And then saw the pitch he wanted. And then hit a no-doubter out above the Kroger sign. And now with the next pitch, Tyler Miller sees. He fouls it down the left field line. And he'll get out of play for strike number one. First home run we have seen of the series between these two sides. And for Cavadez, that now works him to 2 of 3 of the day. 0-1 pitch, and Miller will sky this up down the left field side. Doesn't have much distance on it, but Collins will work his way in and make the catch for the first out of the inning. So Miller drops to 1 of 3 today. And now Phillip Sykes, who is yet to be retired at the plate, will come to the batter's box. Picked up a double in the second, and he was hit by the pitch thrown by Shane Connolly in the third. One away here in the fifth. Garcia fires it to Sykes, and it's inside for ball number one. 6-0 ball game at Salem Memorial Ballpark after Nico Cavadez' 2-run shot. Picked up RBI number 23 and 24 of the year for Nico Cavadez. Now Charlie Welling requesting some new baseballs after the first pitch of the at-bat by Garcia caught a piece of the dirt. 8 base hits for the Red Sox today, 1 for the Fireflies. And when you look at the errors, it doesn't get much better for Columbia. 3 errors compared to Salem's 0. 1-0 pitch, and Sykes swings and misses for strike number 1. We mentioned the 11 extra base hits that Sykes had in May. Picked up a double. Not a bad way to start off June. 1-1 pitch, and Sykes will watch it go the whole way, low and outside for ball number 2. Well, the Red Sox looking to try to get above 500, which has not been a familiar area they've been at this season. Although the hot start they had on the season as the 2-1 pitch is just outside for ball number 3. Actually had a really brilliant start to 2022. They start with a 7-2 record. And now looking to get back above 500 after a few difficult weeks. And Sykes drills the 3-1 pitch on the left field line. Working over is Collins at the track. And he makes the grab for the second out of the frame. A loud out by Phillip Sykes. And these Red Sox batters have really hit the ball well ever since Garcia has checked into the game. So back-to-back pop-ups to the left fielder and Collins brings 2 outs near the bottom of the fifth. In the top of the order, it's Edison Paulino. And in the fifth, Paulino already has his 4th plate appearance of the evening. Garcia fires the first pitch, and it's a breaking ball in the zone for strike number 1. And has been just a great first half of this game for the Salem Red Sox, as the 0-1 pitch is spiked in front of home plate for ball number 1. And as we technically work into the second half of the contest, Salem continuing to pour it on the Fireflies. 1-1 pitch. Garcia, with the intriguing windup, will fire away, and Paulino will foul it off towards the backstop for strike number 2. Garcia kind of moves that left foot around a bit. He moves it forward and then back and then up and then fires away. But he doesn't do it for every pitch. He switches it up, but it goes back to that system right here on the 1-2 delivery to Paulino. And it's just outside for ball number 2. Garcia started making his way over towards the first base dugout. But Charlie Welling wasn't going to give him the strike call on the 82-mile off speed. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Garcia steps in and fires away, and Paulino swings and misses for strike number 3 back-to-back times that Paulino has gone down swinging. But the Salem Red Sox extend their lead over the Columbian Fireflies thanks to a 2-run home run by Nico Cavadez. They lead 6-0 over the Fireflies here on MILB.TV. We welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark, top of the sixth inning, as the Salem Red Sox lead the Columbian Fireflies by the score of 6-0. Well, Tyler Uperstein's day has come to an end, but a really great outing as Jacob Webb comes into the game. First pitch thrown on the way to Cameron Rios, a grounder right towards Bonassi, who fires the perfect throw to Blaze Jordan in time for the first out of the frame. Jacob Webb has been a very common name out of the bullpen this season for the Salem Red Sox. He actually has some of the most appearances this year. But we look at Tyler Uberstein's night. Five innings pitched, one hit allowed. He struck out four and did not walk a single batter. And Webb comes in and pretty much picks up right where Uberstein left off with one pitch, one out. And now Valdez at the plate. He watches the first pitch go right by him at 95 miles per hour for strike number one. Jacob Webb with a 2.70 ERA on the season as this is skied out down the left field line. It is caught by Miller for the second out of the inning. Three pitches, two outs for Jacob Webb as he works through the 8-9 part of the order. And now we flip that lineup card. River Town will come up to the plate for his third time today. He's the only Firefly with a base hit. He picked up a single back in the top of the fourth inning. Looking at Jacob Webb, he's now making his 16th appearance out of the bullpen this season, a 1-2 record with a 2.75 ERA. He delivers a 94-mile-per-hour fastball in the zone for strike number one all the way to town. 19 2/3 innings of work coming in today for Webb. He has 35 strikeouts with a whip of a 1.73, and he fires a 0-1 low and inside for ball number one. Almost got a piece of town, but he was able to avoid the center fielder of the Fireflies. 1-1 count in a 6-0 ball game. Salem enjoying a pretty good showing here against the Fireflies as the 1-1 pitch just missed the zone for ball number two. So Webb, the first pitcher out of the bullpen. Trying to go 1-2-3. 2-1 pitch. That is right down Broadway again. 95 miles per hour. And Town never brought the barrel off of his left shoulder. Deuces wild, two balls, two strikes, two outs. Webb kicks and deals, and Town fouls it off into the netting behind the plate. And will stay at 2-2. A 1-2 night for River Town. As we mentioned, the only base hit for the Fireflies has come from number 15. Now the 2-2 pitch, and this will be sent down the left field line. Does he have a second base hit? He does. Goes to the wall. Miller picks it up. Town thinking two. He has a stand-up two-out double. And right now, River Town is supplying this offense with the necessary needs. And that double keeps the inning going, and it gets a Columbian Firefly into scoring position. That's the first time today, folks, in the top of the sixth inning that the Fireflies have finally got a runner to at least second base. And River Town does it with a double here in the top of the sixth inning. So now it's Omar Hernandez's time at the plate as he tries to bring across the first Fireflies run of the game. 0-2 today with a pair of swinging strikeouts. On the first pitch he sees, he fouls it off the handle of the bat down the right field line into the Carilion Clinic area. Down in right field, a little bit of a patio setup with some picnic tables, some tents. But the count works to 0-1. Webb steps in and fires, and this one goes low and away for ball number one, and it evens up the counts. So second base hit for the Fireflies, both belonging to River Town. Now he tries to see become the first run of the game as well for the Fireflies. 1-1 count to Hernandez, and he will pop this up down towards left field. It has some pretty good distance out to the warning track, but Tyler Miller is right there to make the grab for the third out of the inning. So although the Fireflies made it interesting after River Town's double, the Salem Red Sox and Jacob Webb are able to get out of the frame, and they hold on to their 6-0 score over the Columbian Fireflies. We work to the bottom of the sixth. That's coming up next right here on MILB.TV. We welcome you back to Carilion Clinic Field. The Salem Red Sox enjoying what has been a splendid night of baseball on their end as they lead 6-0 over the Columbian Fireflies. 2-3-4 all due up here for the Red Sox in this bottom of the sixth inning. Garcia is out for another inning of work, and he'll start off against Bringer Bonassi, and he does so well with a fastball upstairs that catches the zone for strike number one. 8 base hits tonight by the Red Sox. 6 runs have come across their name. It's been a great night for Salem. This is a slow-rolling grounder down the first baseline. It's scooped up by Quintana, and he'll do the work himself as he uses his left foot to touch first base to get out number one of the 6. For Bonassi, that drops his day to 0-3. Back-to-back groundouts. He went to the third baseman, Valdez, back in the fourth, and he goes right to Quintana here in the 6th. So now it's time for Marcelo Meyer, who had a single back in the first inning. He got back on base in the 4th, although it was a little painful. It was a hit-by-pitch by Shane Connolly. First pitch to Meyer is in the zone. That catches the bottom outside corner of it for strike number one. Meyer with the single today extends his hit streak to 7. And on the 0-1 pitch, he pops it down the third baseline and gets out of play. Although it's probably the most interesting 7-game hit streak you're ever going to see, right? Because he only played 5 games in May. And one of those games, a count of the hit streak, was back on April 23rd when he had his first and only home run of the season. 0-2 pitch to Meyer, and it grazes off the barrel into the glove of Jensen for the strikeout. And that is the 2nd of the day for Garcia. 2 up and 2 down. And now Nathan Hickey will come to the plate. Salem leads Columbia 6-0. Here in the bottom half of the 6th inning. And Garcia will step around and fire away. And it's inside for ball number 1. Hickey's still looking to get on base for the first time today. And after he grounded out to a double play back in the first, popped up in the third, and then went down looking back in the fourth. 1-0 pitch, and Hickey will hold on a pitch that goes low for ball number 2. Well, if the Red Sox are able to hold on to today's game, they will advance, or should I say, improve, to 24-23 on the season. As a 2-0 pitch is away to Hickey, and that's outside for ball number 3. Coming in today's game with 3 games back of the Carolina Mudcats, who have the lead out in the Carolina League North, 26-20 record. And now here's the 3-0 pitch to Hickey. He will watch it go all the way outside. A 4-pitch walk by Garcia gives the Salem Red Sox their first base runner of the half inning, and it comes with 2 outs, and representing it is Nathan Hickey. So the inning's not over just yet, and now Blaze Jordan, who is 1-of-2 today, will try to keep this bottom of the 6th going for the Salem Red Sox. Garcia looks in. He steps and fires away, and it's low for ball number 1. Jensen quickly rips off the mask as he lost the ball momentarily. But it was right underneath of his body, and he picked it up, and Hickey just stood at first. Didn't see the need to be aggressive with 2 outs. On the first pitch of the at-bat to Blaze Jordan, who's been red hot for the Red Sox. 1-0 pitch, and Jordan loud chopper down the third baseline. It goes foul, and an excellent left-handed scoop by Luke Montz. And then he tosses it into a sea of children. About 8 or 9 kids just crowd around that third baseline. I have an opportunity to get it from the Salem Red Sox manager. Perfect throw, too, for Montz. Went right into the crowd. It was almost a jump ball for the kids. 1-1 pitch, and that's low. Jensen with another solid block. The roll just in front of him to the left. But still nothing that Hickey was going to try to take advantage on. And Jensen, first time behind the dish today, in this series at least. 1 of 3 catchers on the roster. He was the 3rd-round selection in the 2021 MLB draft. 2-1 pitch, and that's outside for ball number 3. Check this out, though. His hometown and birthplace, Kansas City, Missouri. For you guys that don't know, the Columbian Fireflies are a part of the Kansas City Royals organization. So Carter Jensen, if works his way up the ladder, might have an opportunity to play in his hometown. Hitter's pitch to Blaze Jordan, and he'll watch it go low for ball number four. Back-to-back walks, first to Hickey and now to Jordan, but runners on first and second with Eduardo Lopez coming to the plate. It's been a good afternoon for Eduardo Lopez. Should I say more like an evening as we're approaching about 8:40 p.m. local time. Had a double back in the first inning, a single in the fifth. Back in the third, though, he did pop up to the left fielder in Collins. Well, John Habia out for another mound visit. It's third of the game. He's done one each with the pitchers out on the mound. And after walking back-to-back batters, Habian is actually going to talk things over with Garcia for a bit, as well as Carter Jensen at the mound. And breaking up is Charlie Welling. So two outs, runners on first and second after a couple of walks, bringing Eduardo Lopez to the plate. And as we mentioned, already three total bases tonight. Hasn't been able to drive in a run just yet, but hey, if he's able to find some green grass in the outfield, that surely will be the case. The lights are on here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. No more sunlight hitting the field. First pitch to Lopez is low for ball number one. The 1-0 pitch here from Garcia. Takes a look at Hickey, and then Lopez skies it up. Not incredible distance. Back pedaling to try to make the catch, and he does. It's the second baseman, Jaquez, who comes down with the ball. So the third out of the inning comes with a pop-up by Eduardo Lopez. And after a series of walks, the Salem Red Sox strand two base runners out on the base paths. But they still hold on to a 6-0 lead. We're going to the seventh now here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Jacob Webb will have the ball in hand for another inning of work and try to hold on to this great advantage that the Red Sox have built up through the first six innings of tonight's game. It's Salem 6, Columbia 0, here on MILB.TV. It's the seventh inning at Salem Memorial Ballpark, and the Red Sox are enjoying a 6-0 lead over the Fireflies as we move into the seventh. Heart of the order due up for the Fireflies. Carter Jensen, first pitch he sees. Hot shot, backhand play by Meyer. Throw over to Jordan off the money as it was able to be gloved by Jordan, but he had to come off the bag and could not assess the tag to Carter Jensen. And so the leadoff batter will be safe after what looks to be a infield single. That's how they're going to rule that here at the ballpark. So Carter Jensen grabs his first hit of the day. He now goes 1-3 on the evening. So now Guillermo Quintana will come to the plate, the right-handed batter who is in the cleanup spot today for the Fireflies. First pitch he sees, he'll watch it go the whole way in for strike number one. That was a tough play for Meyer. That was a well-hit ball by Jensen. Backhanded glove by Meyer, had to make a flat-footed throw over to Jordan. the Speedy Jensen, but the 0-1 pitch goes low and away by Webb to even the count 1-1 to Quintana. It was a little bit to the right of Jordan, had to jump up. He was able to make it a pretty athletic catch, but just could not get the tag on Jensen. 1-1 pitch and another fastball that Quintana watched the whole way. Finds the zone for strike number two. One ball, two strikes. A beautiful evening here in Salem, Virginia. Well into twilight at the ballpark. 1-2 pitch, and Quintana fouls this into the netting behind the plate and will stay at one ball and two strikes. So can Columbia really make this game interesting in these last three innings of work? The offense has come a little bit more alive in these last few innings. I mean, Rivertown got a double in the sixth, and Quintana will sky up a 1-2 pitch out towards right center field. Lopez calls off Sykes, and he makes the grab. Jensen was thinking about tagging at first, made one big stride towards the bag, but thought better of it and retreated to first, and that's how the first out of the inning is completed by the Salem Red Sox here in the top of the seventh. So 0-3 day by Quintana, a pair of pop-ups. First one going out towards Marcelo Meyer in the fourth, and now to Lopez in the seventh. Brings up Darryl Collins, the left fielder, with one away in the seventh. Webb kicks and fires away, and Collins watches it go upstairs for ball number one. Salem enjoying a 6-0 lead over Columbia. Same game time tomorrow on Thursday night, 7:05 p.m. These two teams will face off against each other for the third game of the series, and then Collins will foul up the 1-0 pitch right to the top of the netting behind the plate, inches away from getting over, but it just stayed in the grounds. One ball, one strike, a little lead from Jensen at first, but nothing too scary as the 1-1 pitch goes low and inside for ball number two. How about Jacob Webb and what he's been able to do? He's given up two hits already in his night, the double to Rivertown and then the single to Carter Jensen. Still looking for that first punch out as well. 2-1 pitch, it's away to Collins, and the count works to 3-1 after that fastball at 95 miles per hour just stood outside. So hitter's pitch coming up for Collins, and the Fireflies might have a path to getting back into this game. 3-1 pitch, and Collins will pop this up out towards center field. Lopez backpedaling to the warning track. He makes the grab. No tag up from Jensen as he stood halfway between first and second as he moves back to first. And then back-to-back pop-ups from Eduardo Lopez bring us to two outs here in the top of the seventh. So now Daniel Vasquez, the right-handed batter, will come up, who was 0-2 today. He popped up in the second, and they went down swinging back in the fifth. That was the last strikeout that the Fireflies have suffered. And that's when Tyler Uberstein was in the game. First pitch goes low and away, a slider by Webb at 84 miles per hour. Could not find the zone. A 189 hitter of the season for Vasquez. As the Colombian shortstop trying to keep the inning going. 1-0 pitch is low and outside for ball number two. An appeal by Hickey towards Goodman at the base path, who is just staying to the left of Jacob Webb behind him. If we're able to look from center field. 2-0 pitch, and that one is up and away for ball number three. So Vasquez starting off the at-bat well. He's been patient and has watched three pitches miss the zone. We'll see what he does here on the 3-0 pitch with two away. And he watches it go the whole way as it goes down the middle for strike number one. 96-mile-per-hour fastball by Webb. Haven't really seen that velocity all that much this year. Three balls and one strike. Pitch away from Webb, and it's another strike. Took just one MPH off of it, but still the same result. Make the count 3-2. So a great recovery here from Jacob Webb. Back-to-back fastballs find the zone. Jensen takes off on the 3-2, and Vasquez drills his top shot down the first baseline. Was not caught by the netting. And some fans almost came out of their seats as Vasquez fouled off the 96-mile-per-hour fastball right into the concourse area. Looks like it avoided everybody, which is always a great sight to see. So another payoff pitch. Jensen goes again, 3-2, and Vasquez drills this one right into the netting, but still gets into the seats. And we look at Webb's fastballs, 96, 95, 96, and 96. Some great speed on it. He's trying to get Vasquez the chase to end the inning. 3-2 again, and that one is outside for ball number four. A 96-mile-per-hour fastball just could not catch the outer half. And the inning continues as Webb issues a walk to Vasquez. And runners on first and second with Vasquez coming up. Left-handed batter for the Fireflies has gone 0-2 today. He popped up to Tyler Miller back in the third and then lined out to Meyer back in the fifth. First pitch he sees, hot shot that gets through the Meyer out towards left field. The runner will be sent from second, and scoring is Carter Jensen, and the Fireflies have cracked into the scoreboard. It's Salem 6, Columbia 1, and an RBI single for Vasquez here in the top of the seventh. Might have the Fireflies feeling some sort of way here with two outs in the top half of the seventh. Nick Green going to come out to talk with Jacob Webb and Nathan Hickey at the mound. First time we got to see Nick Green today. And Vasquez did not waste any time. First pitch he saw, he sent it opposite field, and Meyer tried to reach out to get it. Miller was playing a little bit deep out in left field, so really no shot of getting the runner out at home, especially with two outs. Jensen and Vasquez were moving on any sort of contact. And Tony Pena Jr., who is the manager of the Fireflies and third base coach, just kept waving Jensen in. He did hold Vasquez at second, though, so not runners on the corners, but the first pitch away to Camarillo is fouled into the netting for strike number one. So the Fireflies finally find the scoreboard here in the top of the seventh. They were held scoreless for the first seven innings of the game on Monday. They got two in the eighth, held for the first scoreless for the first six tonight, and then are able to do so here in the seventh. The 0-1 pitch comes off the glove of Hickey and rolls to his right side, and both base runners move in the counterclockwise direction, which is good for Fireflies fans, as Vasquez moves from second to third, and then Vasquez moves from first to second. So instead of just having one runner in scoring position, you now have two for the Fireflies. And the count is even for Camarillo. And what a time for him to boost his confidence. He is a .081 hitter this season. The 1-1 pitch is sky down the right field line and will get out of play. Now towards section 301 down the right field line. So Camarillo goes down 1-2 in the count. And the Fireflies now have collectively four base hits on the day. And man, what they would do to get a fifth here from Gary Camarillo. 1-2 count, Webb fires, and it goes well upstairs for ball number two. Even count of two balls and two strikes. Enrique Valdez is on deck. Might have an opportunity to add on to this Columbia surge here in the seventh. Juice is wild, two balls, two strikes, two outs. Webb fires, and it's fouled into the screen behind the plate to keep the count at two balls and two strikes. Salem leads 6-1 over Columbia, but the Fireflies are in business. They have two runners in scoring position with two outs in the top of the seventh. Webb kicks and deals to 2-2. Camarillo chased. It's dropped by Hickey, but Charlie Welling says, you got enough for it to be counted strike number three. So that ends the inning. And for Salem, they do give up a run, but it could have been a lot more worse for the Salem Red Sox. And they are fortunate to have a 6-1 lead heading into the bottom of the seventh inning. Let's stretch your Carilion Clinic field. It's been a great showing by the Salem Red Sox, and they'll try to make sure their advantage gets back up to six as we move to the bottom of the seventh on MILB.TV. Welcome back to the bottom of the seventh inning at Salem Memorial Ballpark. It is the Red Sox 6. It is the Fireflies 1 as Garcia comes out for a third inning of work and delivers a first pitch strike to Nico Cavadas. The last time these two faced off in the fifth inning, Nico Cavadas hit a two-run shot to make it a 6-0 ball game. And now this is a hard grounder to the first base side that his backhanded play is made by Quintana, who will jog over to the first base and assess the tag for the first out of the inning. So 7-8-9 in this frame for the Salem Red Sox, and now they'll have Tyler Miller come to the plate. 1-3 day for Salem. Started off with a single in the second, and he reached on base in the third with an error, and then in the fifth, he popped up out towards Collins. He starts off his fourth plate appearance with a swinging strike to make the count 0-1. Now Garcia motions and now does the windup, and Miller foul tips the 0-1 pitch to make the count 0-2. After that foul ball from Miller, got an area of Carter Jensen that no one really hopes to get hit. So Jensen sitting down just the left side of home plate behind the right-handed batter's box as the trainer and Tony Pena Jr. come out. And Nevin Dominguez sitting alongside with Carter Jensen as he tries to recover off the 0-2 foul ball by Tyler Miller. Jensen got the wind knocked out of him for a bit. Fastball that Miller fouled off is shot right back up and hit Jensen in the groin area. Gave him a minute for a breather. Back up on his feet and ready to get back to work. Great to see Carter Jensen get right behind the dish, an 0-2 count as Garcia steps in and fires, and Miller will foul this into the screen to keep the count at 0-2. 6-1 ball game. Salem leads Columbia in the bottom of the seventh inning. Already able to get through one out with the Nico Cavadas ground out, and Garcia and the Fireflies looking to do another. 0-2 pitch, Miller hot shot single that gets right through the second baseman of Jaquez out towards right field. Miller has his second base hit of the night, and the Red Sox have their first base runner of the inning with one out in the bottom of the seventh. So now Philip Seiss coming to the plate with one out. A 1-2 night. Ripped a double back in the second inning hit by a pitch in the third, and he swings through on the first pitch, and he misses for strike number one. And if you can remember back to the fifth inning, Phillip Sykes hit a deep baseball out to the left field corner that Collins was able to make a great grab of to get the second out of the inning. The 0-1 pitch, Garcia fires away to Sykes, and it goes low to even the count of one ball and one strike. So Salem enjoying a 5-run lead over Columbia. It reads 6-1 as the score right now. The Fireflies adding a run in the top of the seventh inning to cut into their deficit. But still have a lot of work to come from. One ball, one strike. Sykes up at the plate, and he watches the 1-1 pitch go inside for ball number two. Miller, who singled about a few pitches ago, is at first base with a little bit of a lead. 2-1 pitch to Sykes. This is a grounder out towards Valdez. Could be turn over to Jaquez. In time, the throw over to first. That's in time as well. It's a 5-4-3 double play, and the Columbian Fireflies are able to get out of the inning due to a series of excellent defensive plays. So it's Salem 6, it's Columbia 1. We're going to move to the 8th inning here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. And coming up next are the Fireflies. It is the 9-1-2 part of the order. Can the Fireflies cut into this 5-run deficit? We'll find out as a new Salem Red Sox pitcher is coming in out of the left field bullpen. We'll have that name and information and more when we come back here on MILB.TV. It's the eighth inning here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, and Valdez is the first man at the plate to start off this inning. That's Enrique Valdez, his full name, 0-2 today. He showed bunt on the first pitch but pulled back as it was high for ball number one and now swings through the 1-0 pitch, and he misses for strike number one. The new pitcher into the game, it is Graham Hoffman, the right-handed pitcher for the Salem Red Sox, one of the newer faces around this area. As the 1-1 pitch goes low and inside, and the count now reads 2-1. Well, Graham Hoffman replaces Jacob Webb, who pitched two innings and gave up three hits, one earned run. He walked a batter and he struck out a batter in that frame. A 2-1 pitch misses the zone for ball number three, and now a hitter's pitch will come to the leadup guy of Enrique Valdez. We'll also have Rivertown and Omar Hernandez, the bat for the Fireflies, here in the eighth. 3-1 pitch, and this is cranked up in the air. Not much distance on this one as Bonassi backpedals out to shallow right center, and he makes the grab for the first out of the inning. So 0-4 day for the number 9 hitter in the Columbian Fireflies order of Enrique Valdez. And now Rivertown, who has had probably the most splendid day out of any Firefly batter, who is 2-3, will come into the plate. Hoffman kicks and delivers, and the first pitch is in the zone for strike number one, a 94-mile-per-hour fastball from Hoffman. After popping up to Eduardo Lopez to start off the day, Rivertown had a single in the fourth and a double in the sixth. 0-1 pitch is away, and it goes upstairs for ball number one. Hoffman's stat line this year is an 0-1 record with an ERA of a 4.91. It's his fifth appearance out of the bullpen. He's gone 3 2/3 innings of work. He has struck out 4 batters, and his whip is at a 2.45. The 1-1 pitch falls in the zone for strike number two. Hoffman out of Tampa, Florida, looking to try to lower that whip a little bit, as well as the ERA. That's just around 5. 1-2 pitch, Hoffman deals up, and he gets Rivertown looking on the 84-mile-per-hour off-speed. Just grabbed the inside edge of the zone. And for Hoffman, that's his first strikeout of the day. And 2-up, 2-down here in the eighth. Salem leads Columbia here on this Wednesday night. Thank you all so much for joining us here today as the Red Sox try to go back-to-back wins as Omar Hernandez swings on the first pitch and misses for strike number one. 0-3 day for Hernandez. It started off with a pair of strikeouts in the first and the fourth, and he popped up to Miller back in the sixth. This is a hard-hit grounder. Two hops to Paulino. He scoops it up, takes two steps in, throws to Jordan. A little bit too high for the first baseman, so he has to get off the bag. And in doing so, Hernandez gets the first safely and extends this eighth inning. That was an odd hop from Paulino. It almost looked like one hop was going to be good enough, and then he didn't feel really comfortable at third, so he took another hop step. And then the throw was just a little bit too high. So Carter Jensen will come to the plate. He singled his last time up. It was a well-hit ball to the shortstop of Marcelo Meyer, and he couldn't turn the first out of the inning. And Jensen will watch the first pitch come all the way down, an 86-mile-per-hour changeup to make the count 0-1. Colombian catcher is 1-3 today. Hoffman checking back in on Hernandez at first, but he slides underneath Blaze Jordan's tag. And it keeps the count 0-1. So the first error of the ball game is committed by Edison Paulino. Now the 0-1 pitch, a ripped grounder right towards Blaze Jordan's side. He tried to save it from getting into foul territory, but Charlie Willing called it off and said the ball was already in foul territory by the time Jordan had the glove on it. If it did stay fair, that would have been the third out of the inning. But Willing bails out Carter Jensen, and the count goes to 0-2. Pitches away, and Jensen may have broken his bat on a slow roll to Bonassi. He scoops it up, makes the throw to Jordan in time for the third out of the inning. So although Columbia finds another batter aboard, they're unable to cut into the 6-1 deficit that the Red Sox hold over the Fireflies. They're going to go to a new pitcher here in the bottom of the eighth inning as the Salem Red Sox look to build on their 5-run edge. It's time for Sweet Caroline at Salem Memorial Ballpark as the Red Sox try to close in on their 24th win of the season here on MILB.TV. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Top of the order coming up for the Red Sox as Paulino watches the first pitch go outside for ball number one. A new pitcher out of the bullpen for the Colombian Fireflies. It is number 19, Marlon Willis. Left-handed pitcher that stands at 6'4", fires a 1-0 pitch that goes outside. Make the count 2 balls and 0 strikes. This season, Willis has an 0-1 record with an ERA of a 4.82. It's his 11th appearance out of the bullpen. He's on 18 and 2-thirds innings of work as the 2-0 pitch is low for ball number 3. And in those 18 and 2-thirds innings of work, he has struck out 28 opposing batters, and his whip is a 1.71. A 3-0 count here to Paulino, who will watch the pitch go right down the middle for strike number 1, a 94-mile-per-hour fastball by Willis. So we're going to see Paulino, Bonassi, and Meyer in this eighth inning of work. 3-1 pitch, and Paulino will foul this up just to our left side. Make the count 3 balls and 2 strikes. Paulino is 0-3 today. He did get on base earlier on in the first inning with a walk and then was able to score on a crazy amount of plays as the 3-2 is driven out towards left field. Working over to his right is Collins, and he makes the grab for the first out of the inning. So we talked about all game long how Tyler Uberstein is celebrating his 23rd birthday today, but there's another birthday we have to celebrate on the Salem Red Sox roster, and that is Carson Simas, number 16 here in Salem. Just turned 21 years old today, so happy 21st birthday to Carson Simas. A pair of Salem Red Sox birthdays, and it looks as if both of them are going to be having a very special day today if the Red Sox are able to hold on to this lead. Bonassi watches the first pitch go low and inside for ball number one. He is 0-3 today as well. Same result as Paulino. He got a walk back in the first but has struggled since then. Pop-up, ground-out is Bonassi's scorecard line. The 1-0 pitch is low for ball number two, and Jensen are going to request some time here with Marlon Willis as after two pitches have missed the area. Taking a look at some Carolina League score updates. Lynchburg leads Carolina 5-3 in the middle of the eighth inning. So if the Hillcats are able to hold on against the Mudcats, that will put the Hillcats a half game above Carolina and give them, for the time being, the lead in the Carolina League North Division. The 2-0 pitch, Willis fires away. One-hop grounder, nice scoop by Valdez at third. The throw is just as nice over to first as he gets the runner in time for the second out of the inning. Three straight groundouts by Brian Bonazzi. And his second, and he has hit right to Valdez, who was able to make a great play from one corner to the next. So it's time for Marcelo Meyer to come up to the plate. Looking at some other Carolina League North teams. Charleston is taking it to down east right now. They lead 10-2 in the top of the ninth inning. And then Myrtle Beach took down Delmarva 2-0 today as Meyer swings and misses for the first strike. And looking at Fredericksburg, they lead Fayetteville 11-3. So it looks as if this pack of teams are going to stay just as tight as Meyer swings on the 0-1 pitch and he misses for strike number two. 6-1 ball game here in Salem as the Red Sox trying to improve to 24-23 on the season. And they're in pretty good shape right now. They got to get three more outs, but they first try to add some insurance. The 0-2 pitch is low and hops over the left arm of Jensen behind the plate and brings the count to 1 ball and 2 strikes. Due up for the Fireflies in the top of the ninth, it's Quintana, Collins, and Vasquez. 4-5-6, middle of the order for the Fireflies. They're going to have to need to at least get 5 runs. As the 1-2 pitch to Meyer, it's a 2-bounce ground to the backhand side of Jaquez. He scoops it up, makes a throw over to first in time. And that's exactly what Columbia needed, a 1-2-3 inning in the bottom half of the eighth inning to hold this score at a 6-1 score. So I just mentioned it, the Fireflies, they need 5 to tie, 6 to take the lead. It's an uphill battle, but they'll go against a new pitcher out of the bullpen of the Salem Red Sox. We'll give you that name and more as the Salem Red Sox look to get a back above 500. They're 3 outs away from doing so. That's up next on MILB.TV. The Salem Red Sox are three outs away from getting back-to-back victories over the Colombian Fireflies, and the man who is going to be asked to get the job done is Joey Stock, the right-handed pitcher out of Minnesota, can look to try to seal the deal here for the Red Sox. It's the middle of the order coming up for the Fireflies. Quintana, Collins, and Vasquez all due up. First pitch from Joey Stock is popped up by Quintana down the first baseline and into the concourse area for strike number one. Colombia's cleanup hitter is 0-3 today with a ground out in the second and then a pair of pop-ups, one in the fourth and one in the seventh. And this is drilled down the right field line. Great effort from Sykes moving over and making the grab in stride for the first out of the inning. Well, Sykes had to work out from right field all the way down to that corner, and the right field line made the catch right in fair territory. That's good enough for the first out of the inning, and it's another pop-up for Quintana. Joey Stock comes in today's game with a 3.10 ERA, and he fires a first pitch strike on the outside edge for Dale Collins. We've heard his name a lot on the defensive side today. Plenty of pop-ups going to Collins, but offensively he's been rather quiet as he holds on the 0-1 pitch, and he misses low and away for ball number one. As he is 0-3 today, a pair of groundouts and a pop-up just reversed of his counterpart in Quintana. He swings through the 1-1 pitch and foul tips it into the glove of Hickey for strike number two. Stock, with that 3.10 ERA, as we mentioned, has a whip of a 1.21 this season. 1-2 pitch, and this will be popped up and lifted over the net down the first baseline. Third baseline. But it makes it stay at 1-2. 15th appearance out of the bullpen this season for Stock. He has a 1-1 record. The 1-2 pitch is lifted down the left field line. Will be a tough play for anyone who tries to get there. It's Miller who jumps up and makes the grab on the pop-up for the second out of the inning. Paulino, Meyer, and Miller are all tracking down that baseball, but Miller coming in on it had the advantage, and he comes down with the catch for out number two. So the Salem Red Sox have gone to 26 outs. They now need number 27 in order to win this baseball game tonight. It'll come with Daniel Vasquez at the plate potentially. He is 0-2 today. He popped up in the second, went down swinging in the fifth, but he walked in the seventh, which is probably the best inning of the night from the Fireflies. First pitch from Stock goes upstairs for ball number one. So Tyler Uberstein's performance was lasted five innings. A splendid job to get the start. The 1-0 pitch, and Stock finds a zone to even the count at 1-1. Jacob Webb comes in for two innings of work, and then Graham Hoffman gets one inning, and now it's Joey Stock's inning here in the ninth. 1-1 pitch, and that spikes right at home plate for ball number two. The Colombian shortstop batting 189 on the season has three RBIs for the Fireflies, but the base paths are clear in the 6-1 ball game that the Red Sox lead. 2-1 pitch from Stock. This is a slow rolling grounder on the third base side. Right hand scoop by Paulino. Throw to Jordan. It's in time. What a way to cap off the night. The best 5-3 out we have seen today. And it gives the Salem Red Sox a 6-1 victory over the Colombian Fireflies. They grab back-to-back wins over the Fireflies. They make it four straight wins at home. And it's a good start to the series as they are 2-0 over the Fireflies. And most importantly, folks, they now improve to 24-23 and stay on pace with the Carolina League North Division and hopes of a first-half division title. Well, the Salem Red Sox win this game 6-1 over the Colombian Fireflies. Our Blue Eagle Credit Union player of the game, it's no other than the birthday boy, number two, Tyler Uberstein, who gets the job done today. He gets the win, and it was a splendid five innings of work. He only allowed one base hit and allowed zero runs. And what a better way to celebrate your 23rd year than getting a big-time win to start off June. It's the Salem Red Sox 6. It is the Colombian Fireflies 1. We'll step aside for the time being. We'll come back to recap this matchup and get you ready for Thursday's action as the Salem Red Sox and the Colombian Fireflies will face off once again at 7.05 p.m. on Thursday night. You are listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball here on MILB.TV. Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark, where the Salem Red Sox just defeated the Columbian Fireflies by the score of 6-1. I have to scratch it. Blue Gold Credit Union player of the game today was Nico Gavadas, who joined us alongside with the interview. So make sure to stay with our socials and see the video interview with Nico Gavadas at a later time. But the Salem Red Sox use a quick start today to get going against the Columbian Fireflies. Four runs in the first three innings of play put them in a very comfortable position. And then Nico Gavadas, just mentioned his name, we interviewed him today because he hit a two-run home run in the bottom of the fifth inning, which put the Salem Red Sox up 6-0 on the Fireflies. They did jump back with a run of their own in the top of the seventh inning, but that comeback just was never really into fruition tonight for the Columbian Fireflies. So the Salem Red Sox take the victory today by the score of 6-1 over the Fireflies. So what does that do? It makes the Salem Red Sox now 24-23 on the season, which is just a splendid way for them in their last few weeks. They took three against Fredericksburg. They finished off the Lynchburg series of two wins of their own, and they start off here today with a nice two-game winning streak over the Fireflies. Tyler Uberstein is the man who's given the winning decision. It's his third win of the year. What a way to cap off your birthday, Tyler Uberstein, while Shane Panizzi, he's given his first loss of the season. He drops to 0-1. So the Salem Red Sox, now 24-23. The Columbian Fireflies, now 14-33, have started off the month of June with a 6-1 result in favor of the Salem Red Sox. So what is up for the rest of the series for the Salem Red Sox? Well, they got four more games against the Columbian Fireflies tomorrow night. It's going to be a busy night at the ballpark, folks, on June 2nd. The Salem Red Sox and the Columbian Fireflies play against each other once again at a 7:05 p.m. first pitch time. Hopefully the rain is not going to affect first pitch time here at the ballpark, because it's going to be an incredible night. We have Pride Night tomorrow here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Also Thursday, and Bark in the Park as well. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that. Then you have those three coming together. For the rest of the series, though, 7:05 p.m. first pitch time on Friday, 6:05 p.m. first pitch time on Saturday, and then the series comes to an end on Sunday with a 5:05 p.m. first pitch. So the Salem Red Sox have done it again. They score six runs in back-to-back games, and both of them are good enough to win both of those games. The pitching has been phenomenal as of late. Only three runs given up in the last 18 innings of work. The bullpen can keep it up at that level. Who knows what the Salem Red Sox team can accomplish. But today, on June 1st, the Salem Red Sox start off the new calendar month with a 6-1 victory over the Columbian Fireflies. And they have now a 2-0 series lead against the Fireflies. And that will do on this Wednesday evening. Thank you guys so much for tuning on in here to Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.TV. My name is Andy Losey. We all hope you have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday night, and we'll catch you tomorrow for more Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB.TV. Have a great night, everybody.